are times when you just know something good is going to happen. It isn't very often, and sometimes not at all. In Frankie's life, it happened once, but once was all he needed. Thank you.
get up and dance then. Is that all right? How about I can play some music now? Easter. Actually, this next song we're going to do for you is a song that started out as the B-side to a record called Rag Doll. Anybody out there remember that? Well, we're not doing that one. Actually, the B-side to Rag Doll is one of my favorite songs. It's called Silence is Golden. We hope you like
it. So thank you. Thank you.
Right now we're going to do a song that we recorded in 1970, and it didn't come out until 1974, and it became a hit. Let's see if you guys remember.
Yeah.
but we changed our mind about it a little bit. And that wasn't the way to go. So, a few years ago, we did a CD where we paid tribute to some of the artists that we love listening to and some of the songs we liked, and we thought this would be a good place in the show to do these songs, if it is okay with you guys. That didn't even sound like it was all right. Because they ran out of money and they did the cover in black and white. white instead of color. But it has some really great songs in the CD. And actually, if I had my glasses, I could tell you that. I'll tell you one. This is for you, Hugh. We just happen to have 400,000 copies here. And on your way out, there'll be a guy named Nunzi. Comes from the Italian section of Boston. You'll recognize him right away. He's got a broken nose and a big bat. Are we ready to rock and roll a little bit? I said, are we ready to rock and roll a little bit?
Yeah.
guys are dynamite. Yes, we're ready. Let's give it up for our singers here. Rodriguez. Noah Rivera. And Craig Cady. And let's hear for our horn section here, ladies and gentlemen. Come in and help us out. Our trombone player and our trumpet player. Come on, let's give it up. On the keyboards, Eric Garcia. Our drummer, Andy Sinisi. On the bass, Alfredo Lopez. Guitar, Basil Fung. Also on guitar, Carmen Grullo. And of course, we all realize how important it is to have a musical director in the ring. Right? I said, right? Well, if you know of one, would you let us know so we can get one? Actually, this guy and I have been working together for the past 42 or 3 years. One of my close friends and one of the most talented musical people I've ever worked with. Our musical director and arranger, Robbie Robinson, here. Guys out there seen Jersey Boys? How many of you have seen it more than once? How many of you have never seen it? Three people out there didn't see it. We're gonna have to talk to somebody about this. How many Italians do we have out here? Anybody bring any meatball sandwiches or anything? They're just not. We've had an amazing career when you think about it. It started out in 1962. We're still hanging in there. And one of the most exciting things that has happened for me in my career is in 1967, I had the opportunity to record my very first solo number one record. So let's see if you guys remember it. Please let me know that it's real. just too good to be true. Can't keep my eyes off of you.
Come out tonight.
Come, come.
Bye. know we stand.